This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Worse, can it?
The back tightness can turn into something else, I guess. Like, I don't know what to tell you. We closed the book on the Braves just like we closed the book on Kirk Cousins conversation yesterday. We both said it's not – there's no run to be had. Whether it's a two-man rotation, a one-man rotation, you know, there's nothing coming. And so, again, what we talked about yesterday is what the conversation has to be moving forward. Can you build any hope heading into an offseason that next year will be different than this year? Because we're not watching games now to see if they're going to win and if they're going to take series and get hot and go on a run. That's not happening. And even if it does happen, it's not going to happen enough to where it's relevant in the wild card. It's certainly not going to be relevant in the NL East. So when you – sit here and tell me that after waking up at 3 a.m., first pitch is at 10:05. Not for me, it's not. Not for me, it's not.
So you missed it last night.
Yeah, I didn't watch any of it.
Well, you didn't miss anything.
I looked at the box score this morning. I said, man, I made a great call last night.
Yeah, you didn't miss anything. I literally said, well, I'm so glad I turned on the Braves. Not. I mean, it was just like, whoa. I expect them to be competitive. I mean, we are talking about the Athletics. I expect them to be competitive. I mean, we're talking about a team that – oh, wait, hold on. We're 39-51. They're 38-55. I expect them to at least compete, and they didn't even do that last night. That was probably the thing that just threw me off was, like, this game got out of hand. What's that phrase? This escalated quickly.
Yeah. I mean, with Didier Fuentes, and that was the thing. Like, we talked about it for a while, and injuries to the rotation or not, what are we doing with this guy? I mean, he pitched well in his debut, and then it's just gotten worse and worse and worse, and it got so bad last night. The media asked Brian Snicker, you can't possibly give this guy another outing. You're right, I can't possibly. And so he's out of there.
He's gone.
He's going to go to AAA, where he probably should have been most of this time. They called up Nathan Wiles or whatever.
And yay!
We'll see. You know, maybe he – I mean, Bryce Elder's going tonight. I'm not sure Bryce Elder's getting to the fourth either. So we'll find out. Hopefully he can. He's had more success in the league at times. So we'll see if Wiles gets a start on the weekend or if they have to use him in long relief before then. Luke Williams looked good again last night, pitched a scoreless inning.
Yeah, look, you don't recognize any of these guys. You don't know these guys.
He's an infielder.
Yeah, whatever. If they walk past you right now here at Buffalo's Cafe, somebody could literally go into this booth next to us and you'd be like, I don't know him. He plays baseball. I don't know who he is. I mean, that's where we're at right now with the Braves, with the way we're rolling pitchers in and out of this thing. 404-726-0929. It is Dukes and Bell, guys. And look, I'm not frustrated. I'm not mad because I told you a month or so ago that this was too much to overcome. And now you're seeing it. It's hitting us in the face every single day. And on top of that, and we're going to get into this, by the way, this Ronald Acuna scratched thing, okay? By the time I turned the game on, and they were like, my man Brandon Gaudin, bro, no Ronald Acuna tonight. And I was like, really? Okay. So was this serious, or is this a situation where they're simply resting him for the All-Star break?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if they're resting him for the All-Star break, but I think if you feel anything or are made aware of anything, and do we have to go into how, by the way, he ended up getting taken out of this lineup?
No. I think it's important. Go ahead.
You want to go through that?
Go ahead, yes.
It was a trainer who noticed there was an issue. He didn't even take batting practice. There was some weightlifting session, back tightened up, and a trainer went to Snitker and says, hey, we got to sit him down. I'm sorry, it was my understanding that a player has to go directly to a manager and make him aware. That's what I learned yesterday waking up at 3 a.m., that it's definitely on the player, no one else.
It is on the player.
It's definitely on the player.
Well, let me tell you.
You think Acuña would have taken himself out of the lineup?
No. But
okay,
now
what's happening? Do we need to go through it?
No.
Sure?
Don't go down this road. Don't go down this road. Do not try to compare. See, I told you I wasn't going to talk about it. Now you want to talk about Cousins. I don't want to talk about Cousins. You're trying to bring up Cousins on the sneak tip. You're trying to do the roundabout and bring up Kirk Cousins and talk about him in a way.
I just didn't know a trainer who's not the head coach was allowed to go and make a coach aware of stuff. I thought the player had to make a coach aware.
The player does. And let me tell you what happened. In baseball specifically, because I think this happens a lot more in baseball than it does in other sports. Managers make the lineup card. Managers will tell you, take a day off. Managers will tell you, you need a day. And managers will also tell you, you don't need to play tonight. We're just going to make sure that you're good to go for the All-Star game and that you put on a good performance for our city. And that's what I truly believed happened last night. Now, I'm not going to tell you Ronald Acuña doesn't have lower back tightness, but isn't it interesting? I find it interesting all of a sudden this popped up last night against the lousy A's team, and he knew, I'm thinking Snitker.
I'll disagree with you on this.
Snitker knew that he was throwing a kid who had zero confidence, and the kid gave up 8 earned runs in less than an inning.
I'll tell you why I think you're wrong on this aspect, is that Michael Harris was not in the starting lineup.
Well, there's a reason for that.
But he was listed as not in the starting lineup. When the Braves announced their official lineup,
well, I didn't tell you this.
Ronald Acuña Jr. was in the lineup.
I didn't tell you they were going to have an official protocol for this. I'm telling you how it goes down.
I don't think it went down like that. I think it went down like, hey, I was lifting weights and I got a little stiff. I think that was the problem. I don't think you put him in the lineup and then pull him out of the lineup.
Bullcorn. He's lifting weights all day, all the time. This is ridiculous to believe. And what I'm telling you, Atlanta, is I think they're resting Ronald Acuña, I hope, just for the fact that he's going to participate in the home run derby contest. We know how taxing that can be on your body. And also, let's have one of our guys, since he is the main guy, have a decent performance in the All-Star game. And guess what? We're winding things down. This is where we are. This is our lot in life. We're 39-51 now. What, aren't we behind the Marlins, guys?
Yeah, sure.
We're behind the Marlins now.
Give it a couple more nights.
Take a night.
Be behind the,
take a night. That, I'm telling you that's what happened.
No,
take a night.
I don't necessarily disagree, but I just think if they were just going to straight up sit him and give him rest, they would have done it.
Didn't they do that the other night? They did it on Sunday.
Sure. Yeah, it was day game. Remember, they had that super early start.
That's right.
I just think you're wrong about the procedure here. If they were going to give him a night off, I don't think they have to explain it. You're 78 games behind the two teams leading the East.
No, you don't have to explain it.
But you would just not have him in the initial announced lineup.
Yeah, but here's the deal. MLB's watching. So you have to put something out there to account for that. This idea like, yeah, just sit. We're not going to tell anybody anything. MLB is like, hey, we're coming to your city. Your star, what's going on? So you put this out there. Trust me on this. I'm not saying that it was – orchestrated on the plane and all of a sudden it's some big plot or scheme, but this stuff happens all the time where guys all of a sudden have, oh, I got a little back issue and a star sitting out, and everybody goes, oh, is it serious? No, it's not serious. But I also think that they realize that this is probably the only thing that people here are really going to be interested when it comes to the All-Star game.
So there's a story about how he was pulled from the lineup, mm-hmm. that a trainer went to Snitker. You think it's so in-depth that they had to fake a trainer going to Snitker?
It's
to say,
not in depth.
Yeah, it is.
No, you just you tell the trainer. You're making too much of it. Tell the trainer, I'm going to sit Acuña tonight. Make sure the report gets out there. Done.
Done. You think they're going this big of a conspiracy to get him out of the lineup?
It's not a conspiracy.
That you have to set up a trainer to go talk to Snitker. That's what you're telling me.
You don't.
That's what you're telling me.
Thank you, O.
It's your plot, not mine.
It's not. It's simple. It's just like a coach doing this on any level to any player saying, hey, I need to, you're going to rest a little bit. I got you.
So
it happens all the time.
So he would just not have him in the lineup.
He wouldn't have him in the lineup. Yes, but because
but
of the
that's all, not what happened.
No, but because of the
he all, was a scratch.
Because of the All-Star game, you have to make it official.
The All-Star game didn't just get announced 2 days ago.
I know, but you don't want any reason whatsoever to decline interest from people who are interested in watching Ronald Acuña, or for that matter, the draw of it being here.
How would him playing decline interest?
Because he's pretty much the only thing that we're going to have on the field.
And
that's it.
What's your suggestion here?
What do you mean?
I don't know. I don't even know what you're getting at.
I've already gotten to it.
What?
I'm telling you, they scratched him from the lineup last night simply to rest him to make sure that he is going to be fine if they rested him on Sunday.
But you're doing it through some plot theory.
No, it's no plot.
Where he couldn't just be not playing. That's what you're telling me.
If he plays.
Michael Harris is struggling, didn't play. He was part of the plan. Yeah, of course.
But we know why.
But does it matter why? You really think they're setting all this up with, oh, the trainer, he knows he doesn't take batting practice, but I saw something while he was lifting, and we got to get him out of the lineup. As opposed to just not penciling him in the lineup at all.
Let me ask you this. When's the last time you have heard that a trainer has gone to a manager and done this?
Probably haven't.
Exactly.
Which is why it's probably real.
Exactly.
Now, there's been plenty – well, I mean, I guess I don't necessarily hear it this way. There's been plenty of guys we've seen, back spasms after the initial –
Yes, but then they go to the trainer, not the trainer noticing it.
Again, I didn't know that was possible, but –
404-726-0929. What we do know is Ronald didn't play last night. What we do know is Didier Fuentes gave up 8 earned runs and lasted an inning. What we do know is Eli White was the only way we scored on a home run and we lose 10-1. This is as bad as it's been in a very long time for our Atlanta Braves. And I have to say, Abe was right about something. If our team was hot, if our team was on fire, if we were in first place, the interest level in this All-Star game would be off the charts.
Yeah.
And when you said this the other day and that guy hit me up and was like, I don't agree with Abe. I'm going to the game. I want to have fun. You're going to have fun. It's going to be fine. But I will tell you that the interest level is not where it should be. If it's a 10, if everything was going our way, it's probably a 3 or a 4 right now. And that's with the guys that are going to participate.
I also I don't know if Major League Baseball needs it this way to – get things ready for the All-Star game. How's this team on the road back-to-back series leading into the All-Star game in Atlanta?
Rest. That's how. That's what I'm telling you. Rest. That's what's going on here.
No, they scheduled months ago.
Yeah.
You don't have a home series leading into the All-Star game at home?
They got to get the field and everything
ready. I know. I get that.
They got to get everything ready.
Out west in Sacramento, 10 o'clock.
Yeah, it's a long night. Well, it was for me. I only watched a couple innings. I'm not going to lie to you. All right, 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. We're at Buffalo's Cafe. Boy, edgy today. Did you stay up late last night, too?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Woke up as soon as the game ended and had some trouble falling back asleep. But I went to bed early.
Okay.
Kind of.
All right.
The dog woke me up early. I was not happy with Chipper.
Why? What happened?
She woke me up early.
Why? Okay.
You'll have to ask her.
No, there's a reason. You probably didn't do something for Chipper. We're coming back. Christoph Porzingis stopped by the midday show. You're going to hear that interview coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. But when we return, stay right there. We got a conversation you don't want to miss. It's Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.